Well, it is that time of year again. We find out what toys will be hot. Joining us live now is Marianne Szymanski, president and founder of ToyTips.com, who just came back from this year's Toy Fair in New York City. Marianne, thanks for being here on WTOP. What is hot this year in toys?
Well, I'll tell you, it's all about technology and toys. I know we've seen this over the last couple of years, but I was a little disappointed, and then I didn't see a lot of traditional toys that have, you know, the kinds of enhanced fine motor skills and social interaction and playing with other kids. A lot of it was bring your smartphone, bring your iPad, and then incorporate it into this toy and watch it work.
Mm.
And are a lot of those toys just kind of indistinguishable from our existing smartphones and tablets?
Well, you know, over the last couple of years, you've seen a lot of apps. You've seen a lot of technology gadgets. You've seen technology rising in toys. But now the play pattern has changed where kids are used to this. So even at the youngest ages, they're used to picking up their parents' phones and playing around with it. So the toy industry somewhat incorporated that play pattern into the traditional way of playing. So it's interesting for me as a researcher that watches kids play how this will all pan out. But the toys that I was looking for were the traditional new ideas that I would usually see, and I just didn't see a lot of them at Toy Fair. I saw more of this technology.
So nothing retro, no back to basics for the toy makers?
Well, there's always back to basics. You know, Lego's coming out with a Lone Ranger set, which I think a lot of parents are going to be excited about. The movie will be coming out later this year. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which were, you know, re-released again last year, are back in full force with many different kinds of play activities. And that works really well when there's like a second generation of play. And the toy industry does a really great job of bringing back toys every so often. And the reason is because, you know, parents who play with those toys want to share that experience with their own kids. So they're excited about buying them. You know, last year the big wheel was out, and everyone is going to probably have their big wheels out soon when the weather changes again. But what happens then is that parents have that bit of nostalgia, and they're interested in having that toy themselves sometimes. So the industry, I think, has a lot of really great board games that come back and stay around for a long time. But as far as the classic toys go, there's some that just will never go away, and that's good.
Well, from what you've seen, if you had to make a bet and guess what's going to be the next hot toy, would you think it's going to be one of these apps on, you know, basically a child's version of a smartphone, or would it be something kind of traditional that goes back to something that we're all familiar with?
You know, that's really hard to predict because it's so far away for next year. But with summer and spring coming, I would definitely say Monsters University is going to be the new movie. It's, you know, the next version of Monsters, Inc. And the line of toys that I saw, I have to say, are super fun. There's a mask that you can put on. You feel like you're the, not the scary monster, but the friendly monster. And there's a lot of play value when there's a movie that kids know and the play patterns that exist with them after. But as far as that one hot toy, I don't know. I would have to say I'd like to see how a lot of these tablet-type toys really pan out with kids over the next couple months, because I'm not so sure that that will be the hottest thing.
All right, Marianne, thanks so much. We appreciate the information.
Thank you.
Marianne Szymanski is the founder of ToyTips.com.